Hey, you got the morning show with Aaron. That's King Stingray with Looking Out. And on the line, I've got Karen Hunter. Good morning.
Kia ora. Hello, Aaron. Hello to all the listeners.
So, Karen, you're going to be here in Raglan this weekend doing astrology and music. Is that right?
That's right. I'm coming down on Sunday. I'm going to be offering a sound journey, which is a form of meditation where people come and relax and enjoy the gentle sounds of like meditation music with a purpose. And then before that, there'll be an astrology workshop. They're two separate events, but I wanted to, I thought I'd make the most of it and come and hire the space and then do two separate events in the space. Some people are coming to both, but there's places available on both events.
Okay, so it's astrology and sound, not astrology with sound or vice versa, because I couldn't work out how that would happen.
Yeah, so no, first there's like a 90-minute astrology workshop where people can get answer any questions that they have really about astrology, about their own astrology, or about the astrology of the moment, or the whole subject of astrology will probably come up as well. And then there'll be a little break, and then different people will come, different people will go, and then we'll set up for a 90-minute sound journey.
Okay, so with the astrology, is that like a beginner's thing or an introduction type of thing?
Yeah, well, it's going to be we can do both at the same time because it's the sort of subject that you go into in layers. And everybody who has studied astrology for years, because it's been around for centuries, will know that there are many different ways that you can read any situation. So if a beginner had a question, for example, like, you know, what does the moon represent in astrology, then I would probably ask everybody in the room what the moon meant in their paradigm in astrology, and then we could unpick what the moon might mean to this particular person. And you know what I'm saying? So we're actually milking the information of everybody in the room and helping the person who asked the question find their own answer. It's that sort of a workshop, like a Wānanga style workshop.
Right, so you're kind of adapting to the audience, really?
Fully, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess you've done this many times before, and I guess it can go quite different ways.
Every experience is unique. Like every day is unique, and yeah, I've been leading spaces for a long time, and I've had a bit of a history in Whangaroa and Raglan too. With that, I can remember in 2017 coming down to Poihakana Marae?
Yes, that's it.
And being part of the Australasian Facilitators Network conference that some of the local people ran there, using that space to host the conference. And that way of facilitation is all about holding space. And Poihakana Marae is also where I experienced some of Neria Mataira's work in the space that she was holding there with the Wānanga reo the Kura Kaupapa reo that she was holding there. So I participated in that for a while and experienced the way that she held space there. And I've also done a few events at Soulscape since it's been with the Vanessa Matehas family. Mm. And I've been to the beautiful festivals that she has there and offered some astrology and spaces and musical spaces. So there'll be people in the area that will be familiar with my work. And yeah, it's great to be able to let them know that I'm coming down. Thank you so much for letting me speak this morning.
Oh, that's all good. But if for people who've never heard of you or never met you and almost know nothing about astrology, it'll be a good workshop for them as well, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's a relaxing space. And it will be restorative. You don't have to think too hard. You can fill your heart and laugh and just let go of all the things that are happening in the world, because this is a very interesting time that we're living through at the moment, astrologically.
Yes. Well, in all ways of looking at things, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, and when you view what's happening at the moment through the lens of the celestial bodies, it helps to form a little bit of an understanding of the depth of the transformation that is available to us as a species at the moment. So it is a very interesting time.
I mean, people tend to be focused on the politics, and we're often focused on the politics in the US, which has got very interesting of late. Is that what people want to know about? Are we going to get through this seemingly difficult period?
It's like the way I suppose, you know, everybody's going to be looking at things differently, right? So my interest is in the evolution of our species. That's my personal interest. And I think that that's what we, as we grow as a species, as we will start to learn more about how we are actually one. We are one race, one people, without taking away the indigenous cultural wisdom that each land holds. I think we are going to be emerging to a space where we start to realise that we are only safe and happy and well when we are all safe and happy and well, and when all the animals and the land itself is in a good space. And I think that's what all the rarurarus that are happening internationally are going to really push us towards an understanding of unity. But it may be through, it may need to break down more first. And
that's what we're all worried about.
Yeah, well, you know, I hear even the tremble in your voice, Aaron, when you say that, and I feel for you, and I wish I could say it wasn't going to be a difficult time, but I think it is tricky, and what we need to do is what's called our self-regulate. We all need to learn how to breathe.
Yep.
And how to find the joy in every moment, and then the joy in our families, and it's like that tremble that I just heard you say in your voice, you know, that we all have. This is the moment that we learn what is really important about being alive and the life that we have, and that it taking pleasure in every single moment that we're living is all there is, and having compassion for our neighbours, compassion for the people in our field that we project our discomfort onto, and to really looking at what we can do locally in our communities, what understandings that we can come to about what causes us distress and how to own it. If we all owned our own distress as much as we possibly could without projecting onto people around us, then let that be the medicine that filters out into the world.
I'm kind of hoping the tremble was a result of the cold I'm getting over at the moment.
you have that one.
Yeah, give me that one. A lot of people think of astrology and they think it's predicting this is going to happen and this is going to happen and this is how you get from here to there. But you're talking about this quite differently, I think.
I think you can. There are many amazing astrologers who do that work, but I'm much more interested in helping people ground into their experience that they're having, you know, in their families and their relationships and their own psychology. Yeah, it's like a form of meditation, being with what is. How to be with what is and find the positivity in what is. And then when we go into the musical aspect, so of course I've had even more experience as a musician than as astrologer. So I'll just talk about the music for a second.
Can we leap in and just say that the astrology workshop's going to be at the old school on Sunday? What time is that?
The astrology workshop is first. That's at 2:30.
Okay. And how do people?
If people go to my website, which is karenhunter.com, spelt like Karen Hunter, but about a million light years away, karenhunter.com, there's a link there that takes you to what's called a link tree, and then on that link tree you can just scroll down the different things and find the Whangaroa Astrology Workshop, and then that will click you through to where you can get a ticket for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then and now we talk about the music and the mystical sound journey.
Yeah, so this is an opportunity to relax into the heart, and you just lie down or snuggle down or sit in a comfortable chair, and I take you on a journey, often with the eyes closed or, you know, a little something over your eyes in the dark, and you allow your imagination to wander, and I'll be singing very, you know, gentle, positive songs that have a sort of sacred-like kind of feeling to them, and also playing some improvised music on things like, I have a mandolin and a guitar and some singing bowls, bells and flute, and yeah, I'm a singer, so there's definitely a part of it, and yeah, it will go on a journey together, and it's very gentle and very restorative.
Yeah, so like your music, the purpose of your music is healing, is that
yeah, very much so, yeah.
That's the primary driver for you?
Once upon a time in the 90s, the purpose of my music was healing through rock and roll. I definitely played a lot of rock music in my early life, but I've kind of got that out of my system, and I'm much more about the peaceful side of music these days, more like a healing meditation music, yes.
Would we have heard of you doing...
Yeah, people could definitely have heard of me. I've been touring the country since the 90s. So, yeah, I used to, a long time ago, I played in a duo called Spinning Wheel. Then we're two, chicks with fishnet stockings and lycra, sort of like doing the orientation circuit for the university back in the 90s. And then after that, I started doing a lot of work with a looper, when loop pedals were just coming into fashion, and I released an album called Rubble, and also went on a great big extensive tour with that looper, looping different sounds and playing guitar and singing. And after the next incarnation, I had started learning jazz, and I was playing different jazz music, and I did a bit of touring with that. And I've also sung a lot with Matiuta Huki, who is a backing vocalist a lot of people have heard of.
I think
the festival circuit.
Yeah, I think Matthew's son was in Raglan.
Nico. Or was living in Raglan. I've performed with Nico in Australia, and of course I lived with him when his little brother was born. I lived in the house for a year in Kapiti, so I mean, he calls me auntie.
Yeah, he has moved back down to Wellington, but he was just up a few weeks ago for a show, and does a fantastic show.
He is, he's really on a fantastic trajectory. Mm. He's got the wind under his sails at the moment, and he really has a beautiful message too about masculinity and fatherhood and, holding that space of a young man who's stepping into being a father, putting his family at the forefront of his message. And if that's a wonderful piece of healing right there, that's the casual healing. Beautiful, and his music is sublime. He's an amazing musician.
He's a favorite of mine, definitely. So you've been on the big music journey. When did the music shift from trying to rock out to trying to do what you're doing now?
I think it just does, isn't it, in life? It's like things move and change. And I had a lot of energy in my body when I was a young woman, because I'm in the late 50s now. So a lot of energy used to run in my body as a young person. Some people like to run. Some people play sport. Some people go to the gym. I played rock and roll, and I played it loud and with a lot of people, and had a really good time doing that. And then it just kind of it's done. I don't need to go into incredibly loud spaces anymore. Mm. I think it's a lot to do with that and the fury of it. I mean, it served its purpose in my life. When, in terms of chronologically, probably around, sort of during the noughties, I think it was shifting. I was studying jazz at that point, learning how to play jazz guitar and learning different chords and, and then, through the tens, I guess you call them, 2010, I started playing more acoustic rock with people and traveling around. I did a lot of traveling in Chile and Bolivia and Peru, also back in Europe, and with a group of, like a circus. I went on the road I ran away with the circus.
Excellent.
With a bunch of very passionate guys, and we actually played in Whangaroa with that group as well. And that was sort of like rock without the amps. And then from there, I just sort of started to let go of the urgency and moving into having music fulfill a different function.
Yeah. And this weekend, it's going to be healing. Who should come along for the sound journey?
Oh, anybody who would like to receive. It's where you, if anybody who is, well, for the sound journey, anybody with a curiosity about what it is, it's a very safe space, very gentle, safe space. And but particularly if anybody has any aches and pains in their body or in their soul, in their heart, anybody going through anything where they would like the time to be a little bit introspective and be held in that space and be soothed in that space with music. And anybody who just likes great music, those people should definitely come.
So that and the sound journey, what time is that at the old school?
That's 5 o'clock. So I've kept it nice and early on a Sunday so people can participate with that and then get home to do their Sunday evening things before the Monday morning.
Okay, well, now could be a good time to play the track. You've given me a track that's that you said you wrote here at Whale Bay.
Yeah, it's just been put up on Spotify last night, so
It's
a great time to share it. It's called Let the Rain Fall. It was written in a house in Whale Bay, which has since burnt down. Mm. This was the house of where my friends Tishka and Sam. And Sam, his last name's not coming to me, sorry, but he was playing the guitar, and I just started, and she was about to give birth. She had about a week to give birth, and I was singing to the baby and singing to them, and it's a song about you let it come, and it's so appropriate for this moment. The words are all about let the rain fall, let the sun shine, let the natural parts of life bring peace to the people. You know, let the mothers be strong, let the fathers kneel in prayer, let the love be made to bring peace and love to all the people. It's beautiful. Let the moon dance, let the sun dance. You know, let the dances of the indigenous people, which is the sun dance and the moon dance, bring peace and love to everyone. So it's very appropriate, and I send it out particularly to Sam and Tishka and all their friends, all the people who from the Manu Wairua family and the Soul Rise family, and everybody else.
Cool. So I'll let you go and I'll play the song, but before you go, just remind people how to get in touch with you to book either for the astrology workshop or the sound journey.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you for having me on air this morning. So my website, karenhunter.com, and if you prefer, karenhunter.com, there's a link at the top of that page that will take you to all the tickets.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks for your time this morning, Karen.
And yours, Aaron. Have a beautiful day.
You too. All right, folks, that was Karen Hunter, and here is Let the Rain Fall. And we're going to be talking to Menzies, the band playing at the Yard this weekend, in a few minutes as well. Also talking to Lynn Wilkins, 9:30 later on this morning in studio, about her writing this time.
Let the rain fall. Yeah. let the